William's story, I think it would be much more faithful to say God's story. I grew up in a home, a Christian home, very formally Christian. I was thinking about it on the way down in the train. The thing I remember clearly, one of my earliest memories was of my mother reading a short passage of the Bible and praying with us. And we used to say that old prayer, "Gentle Jesus, meek and mild." And I can't quite remember how it goes on. Some of you will remember. But it was very formally Christian. Was sent away to school at a young age. And over the next decade or so, really lost my way and was living for myself, I think entirely. If you'd asked me, "Were you Christian?" "Oh, yeah, I'm a Christian." Would have written Church of England on the medical forms and all the rest of it. Would have said, "Yes, I'm Christian." But I thought Christianity by that stage was about rules, religion, ritual, keeping God happy, going to church once in a while, increasingly infrequently, but ticking the box, "I've kept God happy. Yes, I'm a Christian, but it's all about rules." Completely forgotten, what you will think, what a fool I was. I completely forgotten that the Lord Jesus Christ is at the heart of Christianity. And in my last term at school, was asked to spend some time away from school for reasons which are entirely none of your business. I'm not going to tell you, but it does give you a sense of quite how far I'd gone, wandered away in all sorts of ways, and went to stay with my grandfather, who is a very clear Christian. And over the course of that weekend, he talked to me about the Lord Jesus Christ. I think I fought to some degree, intellectually, morally, wasn't sure, but became increasingly convinced. Of course, Christianity is about a relationship with Jesus Christ as Lord. And of course, my grandfather explained that if you turn back to Jesus, he died on the cross so that I could be forgiven for everything that I had done as I just sought to live for myself in God's world. And over that weekend, became convinced that I should ask Jesus to come into my life as my Lord and to forgive me. And I knelt by my bed on December the 18th, 1979. I know that because it's in my grandfather's old visitor's book, and I can go back. I remember that weekend. It was during the time when I'd been asked to spend a little bit of time. I was not expelled, just it was a mutual agreement between me and the school authorities. And asked Jesus to. Now, following that, I think two things: battle and blessing. Battle. The battle really began in earnest over the next 2 to 3 years and ongoing. The Christian life, it is a battle against me living for me rather than seeing Jesus Christ as Lord. And the battle really set in over the next couple of years. But blessing. Being a Christian, I think sometimes people think, "Oh, God's going to wreck your life." Actually, God knew how my life should run far better than I did. And I can say, hand on heart, that in every area of my life, though there have been significant battles, in every area of my life, our family's life, God has expanded, extended, blessed our life, and there's eternity to come. So, battle and blessing. There's a lovely verse in John 6 where Jesus says, "Whoever comes to me, I will in no way cast out." And I thought to myself, that actually, I can say, yes, he's had his grip on me. And then he says, "I will raise him up on the last day," eternity to look forward to.